Welcome to the Four Eyes podcast, brought to you by Young OD Connect. We give you a clear view into the new grad optometry world across Canada and the US. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Deepan Kaur.
And I'm Dr. Amrit Bilku.
Hello. I love your glasses.
Oh, thank you.
She said cute. She had to be glam today. So no, I love it.
I just put glasses on. It's like makeup.
That's I was true. Telling Deepan the conversation we had through text. And I was like, she feels bad because I think she has to look good. But I told her, we look homeless all the time.
I know. Okay. We literally have our PJs on and we're like, all right, who's here?
Once you said that, I'm like, all right, cool. Because I don't have that energy right now.
Yeah.
No,
we're very informal, very casual.
Thanks for coming on, Aryan. We're really excited to just get to know more about your journey because you're like a badass female optometrist just in the business world, and you're still an OD in primary care, I guess, or clinic, but then you're also in the industry.
So I do patient care once a week, and I'm in my mom era. So my focus is my kids, staying home with them, which I love because I can do glam baby from home.
Yeah.
And then I try to manage the office, office from home as well.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. We've been following you for a long time too. I remember
for like 3 years.
Oh, really?
Well, I saw some of you did a podcast with Defocus talking about how you
got into the frame line.
Yeah.
I remember this.
In detail like of 3 years ago, who you called. All your 4 a.m. Calls to all these different and I was like, oh my God. I think I was watching it 1 a.m. this podcast.
And that's when Deepan messaged me. And Deepan was like, we should do a kids frame line. And we still have the Google Doc with all the ideas. And she brought that up after that Defocus podcast.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I'm like, oh my God, because you literally laid it out step by step of what you did, who you called. It was such a good podcast because I felt when people talk about how they start their projects, they don't always go into the details. It's kind of like, oh, then yada, yada, yada. Now it's this. And you're like, oh, how did everything come together?
Yeah. But people feel like people are going to steal their ideas. Or I don't share my manufacturers, obviously. Yeah. But I mean, I think that there's room for everybody and every need.
Yeah. That's which is such a good thought to have, right? Instead of just kind of hiding those certain details. Because, I mean, it was pretty inspiring, that podcast. I mean, I was watching it at 1 a.m. and I was like, all right, we're going to get started on a frame line.
I know. And then it never went anywhere. The amount of work.
It's a lot of work.
We were not in the mind space to do that much work.
You motivated us. That's important.
Yes.
Okay. I motivated you. That's great. Anything that you want to do in life, you have to start. That's what I tell people. You're going to make so many mistakes. I still make mistakes. But you just learn from it and you move forward. That's honestly how you grow.
Just to start off, Aryan, can you tell us about yourself?
Okay.
Journey.
It's Aryan Farr, Dr. Aryan Fartash. I am a second generation OD. So my mom is also an optometrist. I graduated in 2010. I know I look young, but I'm not that young. I had a really hard time in school, at an optometry school. I'll just be real transparent. They didn't I was fashionable or I had something to say. Our school definitely didn't like that. It was SECO. So I just felt a certain way about school and about optometry until I got out and then started working. And hey, it's kind of cool. You make your own hours. And there's a lot of benefits, obviously, as you two know. And what I love about optometry is you can make it your own. I started working 6 days. Then I got over patient care. And then, started the social media, Glam Optometrist, in 2016 with the blog. I didn't have to work as much because I was supplementing my income with that. Then I got pregnant in 2018. And that's when I launched Glam Baby. Coming from Glam Optometrist, that's why it's called Glam Baby, because everyone kept calling Isabella in my tummy Glam Baby. I'm like, that's so cute, I need that name. Trademark that shit.
I love it.
And it started with 100 pieces. So I think it was only 6 styles, but only 100 of them because I didn't want to put all my life savings into something. And it's grown from there. And this past year is when I launched Glam Baby Eye Care, which includes 3 products as of right now that's concentrated on keeping kids' eyes healthy and preventative care for kids. We can dive into that in a little bit too.
Yeah.
And I own my own practice. And during COVID, an opportunity came to buy the practice that my mom has been associate for 43 years.
Wow.
I had worked there 12 years on and off. I was very close with the owner doctor, Dr. Rogoy. He passed last year, a year ago, actually. But looking back, I don't know if that was the best decision for me. It's a lot of work. And when you have little ones, it's a challenge. You have to choose what are you going to be?
Yeah. Not only are you a full-time mom to 2 kids, correct? Yeah. But also Glam Baby's not a side hustle anymore. I mean, Glam Baby is a huge company. I mean, it's a company that, you know, has a big demand. It has a lot of products. Can you just remind us, where is Glam Baby available right now? Because I know that you've achieved some great things with the company.
Different vendors. So on my website, glambaby.com, and then we have a wholesale through that site for ODs and children's boutiques. And then I am at Nordstrom.
Yeah.
Macy's, the swim goggles are on Macy's. And then Maisonette, which is a really big online children's retailer, Amazon, and then a lot of little boutiques across the nation, even some in Europe. It's fun. It's really fun. And I'll just get it. Last year, so I did IVF for my second baby, and I was not doing Glam Baby really, and I was not at the office. So obviously, sales for everything went down.
Yes.
Honestly, that's okay. Remember, I told you guys, that's what you have to choose. What are you going to be? You're going to be someone making baller money and being bosses of all bosses, or are you going to be a mom?
Yeah, or live a real life, connecting with family. And
100%. And you can't, I hate when people say you can do it all. You cannot do it all 100%. No.
Yeah. Yes.
You can do a little bit of everything, but you can't give everything your 100. That's just not humanly possible. We shouldn't put that in our head because you get burnt out.
Yeah. Well, you spread yourself too thin, right?
It's my mom era, like I said, you know, in our little chat, private chat. This is my time to be with my kids. They're only so little.
Yeah. That is great advice for all of our listeners, because you know what? We look at the stats, guys, and our stats are most of our listeners are female, probably like 70%. And a lot of them are within the ages of maybe 24 to 34. So these are all females and all young ODs that are probably in their life stage of maybe family planning or thinking about family planning. So this is just a great reminder that you're not a failure if you can't do it all or you can't give 100% into multiple things. Sometimes it's good to just take less money home, but have better mental health, better social life, better family life. Deepon and I are that's like the vibe for this year.
Our whole thing, our tagline is like, what's the vibe of this place, this person, this event?
100%. It's a vibe I don't like. I'm not going and I'm not coming. Like,
But you know what, Arian, let's get into Glam Baby Eye Care, because hopefully a lot of the listeners already know about Glam Baby and the frame line and the eyewear line, but eye care is new. So, you know, how did you even identify the need for this niche area in eye hygiene and dry eye treatment for kids?
I have 2 little ones, and with Isabella, she kept getting styes. I'm an optometrist. Why is my kid keep getting styes? And I wanted to do something easy. You could do the hot compresses and the wash it with, foaming cleanser, but it's not realistic with a young kid. So again, I went searching and I said, oh my gosh, there's nothing on the market. Even on Amazon, there was the wipes, but that's mm-hmm. still very hard to do on a kid who's not going to let you touch them. They're already yeah. irritated. This thing, eye problem. And that's when I decided, okay, I got a problem. Let's create a solution for it. And that's when I came up with the eye boogie spray. And the reason I call it eye boogies is when I was a kid, my mom used to call the little crusties on my eyes eye boogies. She'd be like, clean your eye boogies. And I thought that was.
I say that to my dog every night. Like, gotta clean your eye boogies. Let me just clean that up. Okay.
Well, I think that's smart marketing too, right? I mean, yeah. it is a very kiddish or childish term. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is a baby oriented product. I think that's perfect marketing, even though it's a great way to honor your mom.
Yes.
But
yeah.
It's great market. Be like, thanks, mom. Thanks for the extra money. Thanks for the idea.
So yeah, exactly. That's where it came from. And so it's a hypochlorous, essentially it's a hypochlorous spray. And I love it for kids because I call my line Eye Care Made Simple. Mm-hmm. It's just literally they can do it themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No wipe necessary, sting free, non-toxic, which I think is huge with kids. You don't want to put things in or around their face. Great for preschoolers who have pink eye, or my son, and there's videos on my TikTok and Instagram. He had a raging conjunctivitis when he was born.
Wow.
Yeah, try putting erythromycin around your babies. No. So yeah. I literally used the eye boogies and that was it, and it went away. So that's the first of the three, is the eye boogies. And then the second, so many babies and kids have clogged tear ducts. It's a thing.
Yes.
So that's why I came up and I designed this myself. So no one has this. And it's a food grade silicone contraption with a very soft pillow that fits right here. And you just rock it, basically.
Nice.
The feedback has been so great from customers that they use this and within a few days it's gone. Or I've had people combine them.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is great. Sense. You could either spray it on the eye and then use this, or spray this on the tear duct massager and then use it on the baby, which is great because it kills the bacteria and the viruses.
Yeah.
So that's tear duct massager, like that.
Awesome.
And the last is the unbearable bump box. I made it like a Stive kit. However, the great thing is you can use it for allergies, blepharitis, because it's a cute little glam baby mask, and it has a gel insert that can be heated, or you can put it in the freezer, and it's adjustable, which is nice. And you can throw it in the wash too, because kids are dirty. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And it comes with the eye cleansing spray, so you use them together. We don't want our kids growing up to be adults with eye problems if we can help prevent things right now.
The panda eye mask, I love, because yeah. I do find that when I recommend sometimes like a hot or warm compress for kids or a cold compress, the first thing parents say is, I mean, my child's already so wild and active. Like, how am I going to keep something on their closed eyes for 10 minutes. But I mean,
yeah.
If it looks like that and it's cute and you can make a game out of it, at least mm-hmm. I'm sure you can squeeze in 2 to 5 minutes at least, at the bare minimum.
Yeah. I like have a little mom hack on the listing and it says, oh, make it a spa time. Have your child down, put on nice music and have them lay. Again, if it's 2 to 5 minutes, hey, I'll take it.
Yeah. Right.
And some of those like brooder masks are too big for a kid's face too. Like I have a lot of parents who, they'll just be like, it doesn't even fit my child's face. So do I just use half of the mask for their face?
Yeah. You lay this on there. And then, like I said, this is not for a 2-year-old, but it's mm-hmm. 4, 3, 4, 5 and up.
Ariane, how did you go about just creating and obtaining all the material and stuff for these products?
Listen, it's all how you market. I mean,
is
a kid going to want to use this, or are they going to want to use something that looks like it's for an adult? Even with parents, are they going to gravitate towards this when their kid is having a problem, or an adult? I love this. There's this one spray that I get from Amazon. It removes stains, and I have 3 different versions. It's all the same.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah, it's they just the market same. It different. So yeah. It is just a marketing thing because parents don't know you can use this for kids. I will say that's though, true. It has water, the hypochlorous, but it's a 0.012, so it's very fine. That's what I like about it.
Okay.
Yeah, love it's it. A very fine mist, and it just feels so nice too. And the spray bottle is really good. It's made in the USA. That's what I'm very
okay. Yeah.
Boxes and this spray. The rest is not from USA, but the stuff you're actually putting in your eye.
Yes.
It's actually very hard. I wanted to make the tear duct massager here in the US, but nobody would take on the project.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Do you have like a short summary of how did you go about finding like a manufacturer that would make it?
Tear duct massager. I went and looked for a silicone manufacturer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And then told them my idea and like I drew it out and we went back and forth awesome. To figure out exactly how this was going to come about. And it comes with this like cute case too. It's really cute.
So even for all your products, do you do the quality control too? Like
I have no employees. It's just me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We do everything. I will say, side note for people who don't know, this is not a sponsored episode or anything, but I also purchased Glam Baby eyewear products for my own practice, Northern Sight. And Arian literally writes like a handwritten note in the package. And she did not know that I purchased these. And she's like, hand packaging these things and handwriting notes like thank you for your purchase for Glam Baby. I mean, I saw it with my own eyes on an unbiased purchase. Like I did not tell her that I purchased her products. And you can tell there's a lot of handmade products or personal time from the owner that goes into the packaging and the shipments and communication. I think it adds that special touch to a business that you can't get with big corporations and things like that. So I believe her. She's probably a one woman show.
I really am. next podcast, I'll show you my garage. That's where I keep my, that's my warehouse.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I made the mistake of initially getting bulk eyewear and not because you have to pay for samples.
Yeah.
Wait for them to get shipped. And, I made that mistake and I couldn't sell a lot of things because it wasn't what I expected. I'm like, I can't sell this. It's not good quality stones. So now I always make sure that when I curate, I have them send samples, especially with the swim goggles. That was a big one too.
Oh yeah.
It's all about making sure you have good I have several manufacturers. I don't just have one who makes everything because some are better at one thing than the other.
Do you mind just quickly going into, how did you make the decisions on the detail for the packaging of Glam Baby Eye Care products?
I'm so proud of the packaging. I love it. And I wanted one to be inclusive. So to have all kinds of babies on here.
Yeah.
So like you see, they're all shapes and sizes and colors.
I love it.
And then Glam Baby's core colors are all pastels. Mm-hmm. So each of these has one of the Glam Baby core, like Eye Boogies is the green. I thought Tear Duct was the blue. And then we have the purple. And then whatever we come out with, me come up with later, we'll have a different kind of core Glam Baby color. I think pastels is very soothing. It's very youthful. And then the babies all have, what's going on with the eye. So it's very easy if this is on a shelf, but if a customer is looking, they see there's goo in the eye. Oh, this is for goo or this is a little thing. So I wanted that as well. And it was a back and forth between the designer making these babies. Some of the babies were scary looking.
You could have like a before and after on the packaging, like the scary baby and then the product and then the clean baby.
Yeah. I don't know. I totally believe that some of the babies came out like really terrifying and you're just like, this is not what I'm looking for. But
I was very proud of how it came out. The boxes, the quality is really nice too. How made.
So Erin, you were talking about marketing and stuff before. How did you initially navigate marketing all the eye care products for Glam Baby on all the different social media platforms? Or are these products on all the different social media platforms?
Yeah. I did have help last year. Remember I said I was on bed rest, mm-hmm. but we parted ways. It wasn't working out. But I wish I had done better marketing, I think, for the eye care, but I was out. So when I launched in January, it was kind of like a soft launch and was just starting to pick up.
I'm still in shock that, like, I for some reason thought you had someone packaging and doing all.
Yeah, me too.
It's actually, I'm trying to picture you doing all of this, but I'm like, I don't think you sleep. Like, I just
I don't sleep. I can't sleep. So I might as well do something productive.
Yeah.
But I guess, like you said, that's the balance, right? I mean, you're not doing clinical care like six right. days a week anymore. Yeah. So yeah. This is what's taking priority in your business or your optometric career versus yeah. patient care.
Yeah. Right? I can touch so many more lives with Glam Baby than I can in office, mm-hmm. But it's good to still practice what you preach. You learn a lot in your practice about what patients need, what's going on right now, especially we had the pandemic, the kids on the screens and, you know, they're getting my eye because they're on the screen. These are things that you only learn from experience.
Yeah.
So I definitely think it's important for me to be in practice still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, side note, I think I'm getting like a viral conjunctivitis because I'm literally, my eye is just, it's filling up with water and my nose is getting runny.
Uh-oh.
So I'm sorry.
Well, you got to get yourself together because I had a question for you, Amrit, specifically about the products. So we were going to ask, like, how can optometrists incorporate these products into their clinics? But before we talk about that, Amrit, how did you initially hear about the eye care products? Because I heard about the products from you, so I didn't see an ad for it or anything. But how did you initially, like, what find out about it?
Instagram. I did not see it through an ad. I am the social media manager for like 5 accounts. So my second job that I do not get paid for is Instagram. And I am constantly posting either our podcast content, my own personal, my professional content, the new practice content, vision therapy content. So we follow Glam Optometrist and Glam Baby accounts. And then I think a couple of months back, I just started seeing these eye boogie sprays. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, what? I'm like, what did she do? And then I went on the account and I started looking at the products and I went, holy crap, this is literally an untapped, untouched market.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, a random day scrolling on Instagram. I'm interacting with other accounts. And then I saw it and it was, I was just very impressed and very like, damn, that's the smartest product that moms need and parents mm-hmm. need because they talk about it. I'm a pediatric optometrist.
Hear and see it.
If they're not stressed about strabismus and amblyopia in my chair, they're saying my baby has a blocked tear duct and the ophthalmologist is saying, put a warm washcloth on there. And, you know, I have to address that in the room all the time. So yeah, when I saw it on Instagram, I was sold. I was like, wow, this is a great idea.
Well, thank you. But I mean, you can, it's a way to add value to your patients as well as your practice. I sell multiples of these, even to my adult patients a day. Mm-hmm. As soon as I grab that slit lamp, I always ask, are you feeling your eyes are dry, are irritated? When you're staring at a computer too, your eyes can get gritty and dry. Yeah. And if they say yes, or if I see any kind of debris or any kind of lid problem, I'm like, hey, in addition to your eye drops, because how often are people going to use an eye drop? I mean, the compliance is pretty low, but if you could just spray, you know, something on their eye and keep it by the computer, or I tell moms, keep it in your baby bag or keep it in your backpack, keep it in 100%. The car when they come home from school, just spray them, or by the bed. It's such an easier way of cleansing the eyes and actually getting results. So I sell, when I'm there at the office, I'll sell 3 to 4 of these a day, and it's 50% markup. So if you're paying $20 wholesale as an OD, mm-hmm. you're selling it for 40, and people buy it. I always tell patients too, if whatever products we sell at the office, if you don't like it, bring it back.
I've had
zero people bring anything back.
Yeah. And can you just give a little bit more detail, Arian? Because I've purchased the Glam Baby eyewear products for my own practice, but can you give a little bit more detail? So you said they're 50% wholesale for mm-hmm. ODs, but is there a minimum? Do they have to make an account? Do they have to keep ordering? Can you give us just more detail for anyone who might be interested in carrying the products for their office?
I hopefully tried to make it as easy as possible. You go on the website and it'll say wholesale, and you click on it, and then it says request a password, and then you'll get into the wholesale site where everything is 50% off.
Awesome.
So for the eyewear, you only have to choose 20 pieces, and you can mix and match your curation. You can mix between the swim goggles, the sunglasses, the blue lights. A lot of the glasses actually are RXable too, which is nice because you're getting a good frame for only $15.
And they're very, very cute.
Things that kids will like.
Yes.
And then for the eye care products, you only have to buy one package, which is 12.
Arian, are there any currently any other Glam Baby products that might be in the pipelines, maybe coming out soon? Any inspiration for the future?
There are things in the works in my brain. So it's in like developmental stage of it. That's all I'll say, but.
Okay. So we can expect something else from Glam Baby. Oh, that'll be exciting.
We're excited
money to see off it. Of the ones that I have. I could just say this cause I didn't get it this time, but I've been asked for Shark Tank 5 years in a row to do, they have just certain stages, and I've always gotten to the last stage every single time. And I never make it on the show next year.
Wow. Make it on the show. Oh my gosh. That would be awesome.
That is so exciting.
Yeah. So I know it's going to happen. I keep applying and they keep asking me back, but I never make it to that part. There's like 30,000 people apply and then 1,000 get to the last step. And that's the step I always get to. And then 100 get on the show.
Yeah. That's tough. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes it's even just luck of the draw. It's not that you're unqualified. It's just luck of the draw at that point.
Oh, yeah. I don't take it personal.
But yeah. That's amazing.
And if that happens, then everybody will know, you know, about these products that are out there. That's what's most important to me is, like you guys know on the Instagram, it's just about educating parents.
And then, you know, just to wrap up our podcast now with you, Arian, the last question, you know quite a bit about this, but what advice would you give to other ODs that are trying to bring their creative ideas into marketable products, just like what you did?
Just start. Perfect moment. You're going to make mistakes. Just start. Don't put your life savings into it. Start creating. And I know there's a lot of people who have fear. Don't be fearful. Who cares what other people think? Just do it now. Go for it. I hope that inspires whoever's thinking about doing something. Because if you don't start, it's never going to happen. People have great ideas. They don't know how to execute. Go ahead and execute.
Yes, true.
Yeah. Oh, just do it. That. Don't think about it. Just do it. Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll edit that out before Nike comes at us. But consistency is always what gets people to, you know, where they want to be and what they want to achieve, even if you're not seeing results right away. I mean, our podcast is a great example for Deepon and I. We've been doing this Four Eyes podcast for 3 years now and still going. The first year, I mean, we were, you know, going at it, our stats were not as high as they are now, but eventually, you know, the more consistent you are at it, you see exponential growth in your business or your side hustle or the product that you're, you know, releasing or the content you're creating. You'll see the exponential growth at one point if you're consistent at it and you keep the passion alive the whole time.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't feel like a job and you don't dread doing it.
Yeah. Yes. And sometimes you need a little bit of a break here and there, yes. and that's totally fine. A little creative break. But
of course.
Consistency is key in everything you do.
100%.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Congratulations to you ladies, 3 years. And I'm Thank so you. Honored that you guys asked me to be here. It was like talking to my friends.
it was.
You could be here for longer. I have so many things to ask you guys. I should like interview you guys.
oh my God, I would love that.
Like I said, anytime, any kind of collaboration with women, I love. And thank you for your support.
So do we. Yes, of course.
And to all the viewers out there, you know, I hope you got something from this.
If anything, every time we see your content, Ariane, it's motivation. Mm-hmm. We get motivated, you know, female OD entrepreneurs killing it and getting notice in big box stores and big companies and doing it all on their own. I mean,
yeah. What, and like, you started from scratch. You didn't just, no one handed this to you. No one was like, hey, Ariane, I'm going to give you this product to kind of market. You did it all from nothing and you made it into something so spectacular. So I think that's like the coolest thing.
Yeah. Coolest thing, so.
100%. Thank you. Sometimes it's nice to hear that. So it's never enough, but I appreciate that. Thank you. Not only that, also, you know, it's also about women inspiring and helping other women, because sometimes people forget that whenever someone comes at you and asks you or what needs help, always say yes. And just I think that's most important.
Thanks everyone for listening to Four Eyes, the podcast series brought to you by Young OD Connect. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram or YouTube at Four Eyes Optom for more content. We'll see you next time. Bye.